Just maintenance. Just maintenance. Got to bang it up a little bit.
What do you expect from Ellerby?
I don't expect anything more than what I think he's capable of giving, and that would be that he just defends well. I mean, I liked him in practice today. He's been off for a couple of days with travel, and so a little bit stiff, a little bit, you know. But I thought he was good. He skates real well, passes hard, just get the puck to the forwards and defend. I liked the way he defended today. I liked the way he thought. It was pretty good, so it just doesn't need to reinvent the game, you know. But he's a veteran guy. He's been over 150 games in the league, so it's not like he's got to ease his way in there. He knows. You know, I think the one thing is we have to recognize that it's his first game this season, so we can't be too critical.
You haven't done it a lot. What was your thought process yesterday on taking Pavlik out of the game?
I just instincts, really. Just thought it was time to make a move. Not. Sometimes you do it to stir up your group and try to get things going. So, no, I don't do it a whole lot. I don't like to do it too much. I'm aware of the clock a lot of times. If I can get it to the end of the period, I would sooner do it then. I just thought it was the time.
Zach Redmond is on his way here. So what will your expectations for him be? And will he be a player tomorrow
night? I'm not sure if he'll be a player tomorrow night, but the expectation for Zach is going to be, he's played a couple of good games down there, is my understanding. So he's probably got a little bit more of a comfort level than both Ben and Julian that we've reassigned. And nothing more than just get familiar. I probably would like to get him in practice and get engaged with our team a little bit before he gets in the game. So we'll see if we're going to put him in the game. But the fact that he's played well there, I think that maybe it's, he was out a month, I believe, there. So, you know, he might have been able to sort some things out, not only physically but mentally with that whole scenario, and that might have helped him because he's come back and played a couple of good games. That's usually hard to do when you're out a month. So nothing more than just play the way he's capable of playing. You know, and so I'm not expecting too much more. Let's look at him, see how he does, talk to him, see how he's doing.
Spent a lot of time with your team. He's played for you. I know you weren't disappointed with his training camp, but how much of an asset is all of that for him?
Well, it's an asset that he's comfortable. We're comfortable with him. We think that he's a guy that's a prospect that can get in our lineup and play. And he gives us some experience. So I'm looking forward to having him back. He's a real good teammate for the players as well. So there's a real comfort level there. So it's good, you know, after coming, going through what he's gone through, I think it's real good that he's back with us. Well, they're a team that, you know, still have some veteran guys that can finish and do some things, but, you know, their veteran guys do a lot of things. They drive that team hard, and they've won in the past, and they have a history of winning and how to play, and they showed that against Edmonton. The way they played, you know, they played the game the right way. They played it 60 minutes, and they got guys that can hurt you. You know, they added Helm, so that would bring some speed to their lineup. You know, they don't usually beat themselves. You know, they're a little bit different team now than they were in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. They're younger in some areas, so they're a little bit different. But you know, they still have a good record, and still going to be a hard team to play against. Are you talking about me defending the goaltending or our team defending the goaltending?
Well, your team's defending the team's goaltending. Like, there's been a lot, the last week or so, there's been a lot of talk about the poor play, the defense, poor play, the goaltending. Is a good offense better defense?
Yeah, but, you know, we still, yeah, well, it is. You know, we did some things today that we're hoping that can create some things and more in our game. And we have to, there's some things we have to be better at. I mean, offensive part doesn't just mean scoring goals. It's possession time in which zone we could use to be better in the fun zone, which would be the offensive zone. We're not efficient enough in there yet. That would certainly help us. It would alleviate the time spent in our own zone. as well. So from that standpoint, yes, better offense is better defense, but we're not going to flip things around. You're still going to win your games. You're still going to win in the end with defending. That's really going to be your bread and butter. Just always look at the goals for and against. They don't change. You still got to get on the right side of that ledger. And it's a task.